going on, man?
What's going on?
Week 8, bro. Can you believe it? We are in week 8 already, bro.
Already. Yep. Almost at the midpoint. Well, you can say it.
Actually, midpoint, they just like the Tourneers, they moved the goalpost. So midpoint will be next week. Trade deadline is November 5th, the day of the election. So,
yeah, it is. The deadline will be on that day, the same day, right? NFL election day too.
We're gonna have a new president and maybe a new player.
A new president elect.
Yeah, we're gonna have a new president elect and a new player on the team. So, right. But we're definitely gonna have a new president elect. No doubt,
right?
But I don't know about the. I think we're more likely to have the president elect than a new player because Chris Greer usually doesn't make big splashes on trade deadlines. NFL isn't like the.
Well, that's guaranteed. NFL isn't like the NBA. Well, it's guaranteed new president elect anyway because is not running again.
Yeah, that's true. So, no, but NFL trade line isn't like the NBA. I noticed that's the difference, I think, between the NFL and NBA is when the NBA has their trade deadline, I mean, you hear ESPN alert is going off like crazy. NFL, there's not really too many moves happening.
Mm-hmm. All right. Trade deadline. Most of them may have made their moves. A lot of their teams, like the Buffalo and the Jets, made their major moves early before the.
And we'll talk about that when we after our picks. So anyway, listen. Let's get into this intro so we can get into these games. Ready, my man? I had a bad week last week. I only probably won like maybe. I don't even want to say
two games.
Damn it, because I
Shake won
ass.
Three games. And I said you won three games.
No, I won four.
Okay, my bad.
I'll see you soon.
Give you credit for the extra one.
Yeah, maybe. You know how we evolve, man. Insomnia, you know, we have evolved. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, this Sunday night, me and you, Crypto, we're going to be at the Hard Rock Stadium. You know, I can't wait. Yep.
Live and in person. Are we going to have insomnia on that day?
Yeah.
We can't, like the effect of the insomnia, meaning. We can't sleep. We're going to be restless waiting for the resurgence of the Dolphins. We're going to have insomnia. We're not going to be able to go to sleep.
Oh, shit. I sleep just fine. Hey, listen, especially with this tooth monster here.
Oh, yeah. The tooth monster. Oh, man. That looks like something out of this. 2020 or 2093 science fiction horror movie.
So let's get some of these games underway, man. Let's talk about the game that's underway right now. It's 6 minutes and 38 seconds in the first quarter, knotted up at 7 apiece. It's the Vikings versus the Rams, meaning that you won the last week. Who do you got first? I'll let you go first.
I will pick the Vikings to rebound.
And, yeah, I got the same thing.
To avenge their loss from last week. It's a close game. It's a hard-fought battle. I thought they would lose that first one.
Mm-hmm.
They was getting closer and closer every week to losing. It finally happened, so... The Mercury Morris is closest popping his champagne. There's only one team left undefeated.
Yeah, which is man, And they got a, and they got themselves a nice little weapon.
And then they've added a nice weapon to go along to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect without them, and now they added that, right?
Mm-mm. Hell yeah.
Icing on a cake for them.
All right, so let's go on to the next game. From Insomnia to Snooze Fest, the New York Jets are taking on the New England Patriots. Jets are given 7 points in this game. I'm going to have to say Aaron Rodgers, if you lose, I'm not going to bet against you. I'm not going to bet on you anymore, you cocksucker.
I know.
I bet on him. I said, damn, I thought they were going to win.
I know. And yeah, I did too.
Lo and behold.
He laid an egg, right?
Laying that shit.
Yeah.
And man, you know, it's funny. There's a video out there of TJ Watt trying to go for the ball and hit Aaron Rodgers right in the nuts.
Oh, it is.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Huh?
No, I didn't see it.
All right, damn.
No, I didn't see that.
Nope. When we get to the news notes, I'm gonna pull it up on my IG.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, huh?
Yeah, man. He
So.
So who you got, Crypto?
I got the Jets.
You got the Jets as well?
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to go with the Jets in that one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you, man. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they even though Drake May is looking good, you know what I mean? I
ain't gonna lie. Is, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots pulled it out.
Especially at home, you know what I mean? And so there we go.
Drake May.
Well, what's the all right, the next game is the 4-2 Eagles taking on the 3-4 Bengals. The Bengals are slowly but surely making their comeback. Cincinnati are given 2 points. Total is going to be 48.5 points. Bengals are making slowly but surely making a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got? I went first last time, so.
I got the Bengals in an upset.
Me too. I don't think it's an upset, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Because Bengals are
yeah, it's not. Points. I guess it's not. You're right, I guess. Because the Bengals are defensively been kind of not looking good this year. Philly's turned around the game, the running game. Mm-hmm. I would have picked, and in most conditions, I would be picking the Eagles. Especially if they're at home, but I think Cincinnati can beat them. Joe Burrow's not having a bad season. He's just been, having to score a lot of points in order to win.
Yeah.
It might come to this game, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals.
I am, too. There's yep, another game okay. That's
who they say.
And this mm-hmm. There's a lot of boring games this I think this time around.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You think it's gonna be boring?
I mean, well the next two the games Bengals I know are
fun.
The next two games okay. I know are.
Okay.
We got the Packers at Jacksonville. The Packers are given 4 points. 49.5 total points. And, of course, Packers are going to get all 50 of those points.
Right. Right. That's what I'm going to say. It looks like one team's going to score all the points that Vegas is putting up, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the pack, too. Well, I guess I can't say rebound because I said they were going to win last week, so they didn't lose. But I think, yeah, they should be able to do well defensively to give Love extra possessions to make it a runaway game. Because they, I think this is the first week Green Bay hadn't had a turnover in the second in the secondary. I don't think they had one. I think they had fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's his name? It was a little feisty last week. Alexander. I didn't know him and Diggs had beef going way back like that.
Who's that?
Alexander from Green Bay and Stephon Diggs. Yeah. I had to go look at his Instagram feed just to see what they're beefing about.
Yeah.
Unless it's just one of those friendly banters, they always talking and trash at each other from going way back.
Well, yeah, yeah. Remember Minnesota. Diggs used to be in Minnesota.
Right, how they used to go. Yeah, that's how I say it could go way back from his Minnesota days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably where it's coming from, too. I think they mentioned it, too, on TV.
All right. Let me see. The next game is the Titans at the Lions. Lions are given 12 points. That is a lot of points. Total 44 points and a half.
There you go.
So I don't think the Vegas really cares too much about this team.
They don't. Lions run away, huh?
Yeah.
However, you can't be picking upsets.
Obviously, I'm going to go with the Lions.
You don't think upset special?
Huh?
You're not thinking upset special?
Yeah, I'm going to be upset if I don't pick the Lions.
Okay. All right, I'm with you. You're going to be very upset if you don't pick them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy, wild things. I don't know if this is a weekend of football yet. This don't seem like that kind of weekend of football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to take Detroit.
All right. And finally, all right, we got the first good game, the Dubby game of the week. You know Dubby energy.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little scoop in an 8-ounce glass of water. You're going to have energy. You're going to have focus. Click on the link. You get your 10% off. Dubby energy drink. It is... you know what flavor? You're getting, huh? Kelly or cream, obviously. Apple sludge is another good one. Tastes just like a green Jolly Rancher. What'd you say now?
You think I can get some before I come down to the game?
I don't have any with me, but if I did, I would have brought some.
Okay.
But next time you come down. I'll have that for you.
Yeah.
So the W game.
So I didn't want to try it at the tailgate.
The W game of the week is an NFC South battle. The 4-3 Falcons taking on the 4-3 Buccaneers. Atlanta's given 2.5 points. 45.5 total. I think the Buccaneers are going to, I don't know about the Buccaneers. They have no receivers. Both their starting receivers are down.
Oh, yeah. You just reminded me.
Yeah.
You just convinced me to go in and change my pick. I forgot how big the receivers are down.
Yeah, and obviously
and Atlanta plays them well.
I don't care what no listen, I'm a Dolphin fan, and in my opinion, Godwin and Evans is a better is a more proven tandem than Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
I would agree with that. They are more proven. They got more sustainability.
Yeah, they got a Super Bowl as under their belt, bro.
Yeah, they do. That tandem do have a Super Bowl. That is true. And plus, they consistently been putting up numbers to support all of the quarterbacks that they've had, whether it's Brady or Mayfield
or
what's his name was under the or Jameis Winston, right? They collectively have been there for all of the quarterbacks, regardless of who's on the center, and still getting the same production. So yeah, you're right. They are more because they did it on the three different quarterbacks still been productive. Ours can't be productive of only a certain quarterback.
Tua.
Right.
Right.
Those two.
Another game that I really don't care about, the Ravens taking on the Cleveland Browns. I'm gonna go. Yeah, with
any
the
situation here. I will pick upset if they had a competent quarterback tonight. Now I would pick an upset, but yeah,
hey, James Winston is a competent quarterback.
Relative to the Ravens defense, no, he probably won't be competent enough.
Damn.
You know, the Ravens should run away and hide. Yeah. But see, the thing is about Lamar, I was going to say, the quiet.
What are you saying now?
He's
I can't hear you, man. You're breaking up bad.
You can't hear me?
No, I can hear you now. You're breaking up bad before.
He's having an MVP like year.
Huh?
And he's having just as good as MVP like year like he had in his first time he won the MVP award. Because his touchdown interception ratio is insane now. It's like second in the league to we know who. Because he hadn't thrown an interception yet. So he's always going to be number one until he throws his first pick. But he's number two in the league. And he's also broken all of Monday night records in prime time. He's number one now in the most consecutive games with the touchdown. That's Lamar Jackson. Can you hear me, Shake?
Yeah, I can hear you. What are you saying now?
Okay. Yeah, I said that Lamar Jackson is the first. Is leading. He's the leader in most consecutive Monday night games with the touchdown pass.
That's what's up. Hell yeah.
a so-called running quarterback is leading in a major passing stat.
Yeah, I've heard that said. He's a running back playing. He's an athlete playing quarterback. Bull crap. We all know that.
Right.
We all know that's a bull crap talking point.
Yeah, right. Especially when he's breaking records in the passing stat category.
Yeah, but you know what?
At the end of time.
Hey, look. This is what I had to say though. Here's the thing. Just like I think a lot of people, even Pete, one thing I do with Pete and these people who are anti-Tua, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the people say. You know, Lamar Jackson has been hearing that he's an athlete playing quarterback. He's an athlete playing quarterback. His actions are changing the narrative. And if Tua wants the noise to die down, wants the narrative to change, he's got to do that himself.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The thing is Lamar been bursting through those narratives all the time. And another one he obliterated, he's second in the league behind Mahomes for the quarterback that thrown the most five touchdown games.
Yeah.
I bet you nobody would even say that. If you used to ask the question, what quarterback other than Mahomes thrown the most 5 touchdown game plus games, Lamar Jackson wouldn't even be a thought in their head. It's actually Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Does it sound like a running back playing quarterback when he's anybody outside of Patrick Mahomes is leading in the most 5 touchdown plus games? That's the one that really, really will get under those people's skin that's using that BS talking point.
And by the way, real quick, I just want to point out to everybody listening on YouTube, this recording can be found on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and even on the TFTG website, man. We're doing big and great big things on the Fence Tailgate. As a reminder, please like, subscribe, donate to the channel. Your donations is what help us independent media thrive and stay alive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So we have.
Keep me going.
Now. The Chef Jew special. We already know. We know Chef Jew, right?
Chef, you mean Chef Port ID or Chef Jew?
My main man, Chef Jew.
All right.
What's up, y'all? This is Chef Jew. Looking for a great chef for your next catering party, private party, office party, etc. With Balkan Watering meals and desserts. Let Chef Jew Catering and Tweet Treats take care of it for you at an affordable price. Call me at 786-804-8096. Also, reach me at chefjewcatering@gmail.com. Direct message on Facebook and Instagram at Chef Jew's Catering. Chef Jew's Catering and Sweet Treats, food with a passion. We do it all.
And that is the Indianapolis Colts, who we lost to, taking on the 5-2 Texans. I think was CJ Stroud, wasn't he with the same draft class as Anthony Richardson?
Mm-mm.
No,
I think he. No, I think Richardson came out when he may have. I think he was, yeah. I think he was, yeah, because 2 years ago, right? Because he was the first year, yeah. Yep, they was in the same one.
Yeah. So anyway, the referees cheated in Indy. I was there and I saw them.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They
cheated.
They put, yeah, in person, huh? You didn't do the the 10-yard shuffle drill while you was there and do the 40, what was your 40 time in your jump? What was your vertical number?
My 40 time was, I ran a 10-4, and my vertical was like two centimeters.
2 centimeters. It was a 10-2-40.
Yeah.
Damn, Shake.
Yeah, I was breaking.
Make sure
all
we gotta get you signed up breaking records, right? It definitely was. That's definitely a record, Jake.
I ran a 10-2-40. 10-40. I ran a 10-4, and then and a 2 centimeter.
And your shuttle drill, you ran in about 40 seconds,
huh?
The shuttle drill.
Yeah, 4 seconds drill. Times 5.
Oh man,
that sounds about right.
Okay. Shake was out there giving us his early combine numbers, so he got to Indy real early last week, fellas. So y'all stay tuned. The exclusive video, Shake Money at the combine, and Lucas Oil, you know, will be brought to you, you know, by none other than, you know, the Chef Jew special. Yeah. Shake Money was out there on site, man.
Yeah.
Giving us those 40 times, man.
I tell you, these stupid dogs I have. My wife isn't coming till 10 o'clock and they freaking every car, I swear to God, every car.
They bark at every car.
Yeah, they think it's her.
You think the dog would have a sense of smell? They would be able to pick up the scent and know it was not. Maybe your dog has a cold or the flu. Can't smell.
Nah. His dog's gonna have a foot up the a foot up his ass if you don't stop. they don't stop whining.
Oh my God! Dog forgot how to tell who the person was. Damn.
So anyway,
there we go.
With that being said, who do you got on this game, Crypto?
Oh, that's the wait a minute. I think I said who did I pick? You took that line of damn, what game are we on? I lost train.
The Colts and
Colts and Texans. I'm gonna go with Texans.
Yeah.
The Texans. I say the Texans will get the revenge, not revenge on them because they bounced back from a loss. A heartbreaking, very good game that lost, very close loss. So I think they get back to the winning formula. They go to 6-2 and take a 3-game lead on everybody in that division. They probably win a division, but then the next 2 weeks, they probably be the first division champions.
Yeah, man. Listen, if the Colts are 4-3 and the Texans are 5-2, so if the Colts win, they could tie and essentially, because they'll have the tiebreaker, become first in the division.
So the Colts will be 5-3.
The Colts will be 5-3, and so will the Texans if they lose.
Okay, so they'll be tied. Depends on who's got the better division record. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They put some distance between themselves if the Texans win. Yep. So yeah, in that scenario, Shake, you're right. It'll be tied. I don't know who's has the better division record because they would split.
Well, I think they will. I think the Colts will be first because they won head. They won in a head up battle.
You know they. No, they split because they beat them earlier. I think the Titans beat. I think the Texans beat them earlier.
Oh, they played already. They played already.
Yeah, this is their second game against each other. I think they played in the opening week.
Okay. Yeah. Either way, man. I mean,
so it'll go by division record.
Colts have more to gain by winning this than the. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yep,
it's gonna be a tough one to call, but I'm gonna say the Texans. You know what I mean? They struggled with freaking Tim Boyle as a quarterback. Come on, so
Tim Boyle.
Yeah, they're not playing Tim Boyle this week, and they're not and they're not cheating because, like I said, I saw them cheat. Damn it.
Okay,
held the tights.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm going with the Texans actually.
Okay, you're gonna go with the Colts. Shake, I thought you was there you was there supporting Anthony Richardson. You're not gonna support your former Gator, man.
Listen, I didn't support Tebow when he played us. Damn, what makes you think I'm gonna support him? The one time I wanted Tebow and Anthony Richardson to lose, they freaking win.
All right. Right. It's like, okay, I'm rooting against you Gators. You guys freaking win.
Yeah, it's just like, look, you know, it ain't no different from if when you rooted against Jim Kelly, and you know damn well you love some Jim Kelly on Saturdays.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I definitely didn't want him to win on Sunday. Saturday, he was perfect. I loved him. Just like him and Vinny, all of them. Vinny, Then when Vinny came in Miami and did what he did on Monday night, I was heartbroken. I'm still mad at that game.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing touchdowns to freaking linemen. Like, what?
All right. Let's move on to the next one. We got the Saints and the Chargers. Saints are visiting the Chargers. The five and two and five Saints taking on the 3-3 Chargers. Chargers are given 7 points in this game, obviously with good reason. By the way, the Texans are given 5 points at this game. So I just want to throw that out there. But real quick, the Chargers are given 7 points. 40 points and 40 and a half points given for the total. It's a no-brainer. Chargers with this for me. Mm-hmm. The Saints, I think they're in a downward spiral, and I don't think they're you know what I mean?
Right.
They look like but yeah, who you got?
I got the Chargers in this one. I think I picked the Chargers.
Mm.
Yep.
All right, yeah, we got another game.
Chargers.
Cook and Folk game of the week. We got the Cook and Folk game, baby. We all know our man, our main man, Lewis Amador from the Blitz Pickup, doing big things. Check out the Blitz Pickup. We beat them week one. We appreciate them for coming by. We're going to be doing a shirt swap this Sunday. Blitz Pickup, I'm telling you, it's going to be this Sunday. That's one of the things I'm looking forward to, man. I think it's going to be lit this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be giving them one of the, Crypto, I'm giving you this shirt right here. I got you.
Okay. Cool.
So,
good deal.
The Cook and Folk game of the week is the 5-2 Buffalo Bills taking on the 4-3 Seahawks in Seattle. Buffalo is given 3 points. I want to say Seattle, but I want to win, damn it. So I'm taking the freaking Bills.
Right. Me too.
I hope I lose this one.
You want to lose that one too? I want to lose it too. I want to lose that game too. I want to hey, Seattle, do it for me.
Damn. By the way, if you're watching the Vikings and Rams, it's a hell of a game. It's tied right now 14-14.
Yeah, they're having a little shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a shootout for the Vikings and the Rams.
But yeah, man, I got the Bills on this one. You?
Yeah, Bills. We'll go Buffalo.
We have another good game. But you know what? I'm going to do the crappy game before I do the good game. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I'm going to do the two crappy games before I get to the other good. The next one is going to be a really good game. We got the Panthers, 1-6 Panthers taking on the 4-3 Broncos. What do you got, Crypto? Denver's given 10 points. Denver's given 10 points on this one.
Yeah, we're going to go with the Broncos.
Yeah, enough said. The 6-0 Chiefs taking on the 2-5. Kansas City's getting 9.5 points on this one.
All right. Oh, yeah, we're going to go with the. Now, I would pick up set special because of division. But I'm not this week. It's not the week. D-Hop gets a touchdown for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
They incorporate him right away, just like Amari Cooper got his first touchdown with the Bills. I say that trend continues. New receiver gets a touchdown for a new team.
All right. And the last 4:25 game, and it's the Fanatic game of the week. We all know Fanatics.
New seasons, new gear. Show the world what it means to be a fan in 100% authentic gear. Fanatics, officially licensed everything.
So we had, hey, listen, we had Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud, two quarterbacks of the same draft class playing, and we're going to get the same this year. CJ Stroud is taking on the Commanders quarterback.
No, you mean the command? You mean not CJ Stroud. You meant to say, what's his name?
No, CJ Stroud. I'm sorry.
Caleb Williams.
Sorry. Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Is taking on Jaden Daniels.
There we go.
All right. Let's list off some stats here. Right now,
this Caleb is the Williams Crypto Bowl. I just want to put that out there. Well, I'm labeling this as the Crypto Bowl.
The what bowl?
The Crypto Bowl.
The Crypto Bowl? That's, hell yeah.
Yes, because Crypto said that these two quarterbacks will be the best quarterbacks coming out, and they're going to have 4,000 yards. That's what I said.
Well, right now, out of 199 attempts, which, by the way, the Dolphins Stadium is on 199th Street. Out of 199 attempts, Williams is 130 out of 199, 9 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Right, he has 1,300 yards. Jaden Daniels is 127 out of 168, 1,400 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. So Jaden Daniels has the more yardage, but Caleb Williams has more touchdowns. So Jaden Daniels has six touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and Caleb Williams is 9 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Okay, the Williams 9 touchdowns, 5 interceptions.
Mm-hmm. Look at the running back.
Not bad. That's better than Mahomes, right?
DeAndre Swift, right? 91 carries, 325 yards, 3 touchdowns versus B. Robinson with 85 carries, 396 yards, and 6 touchdowns. DJ Moore is the Bears' leading receiver with 314 yards and 3 touchdowns. And McLaren, Scary Terry, has 35 receptions, 454 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So, actually, I believe in the coach. I like the Washington's coach better. He was in the Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
he was responsible for that 25 point deficit that Patriots overcame. But now that one, they could have been saying, "Please run the ball." Now you got this big lead. They was throwing the ball. I'm like, "What are y'all doing?"
Yeah, man. But hey, listen, I think this is gonna be a hell of a game. Right now, I think the coach is swaying my decision, so I'm going with Washington.
I went with the Bears upset special, but I changed my mind, and I'm with you on this one, Shake. I think if Daniels is playing in this game, which I think they said he's questionable
right now. He's questionable.
So if he's coming back, I'm going with the Commanders. If he's not, I'm gonna have to pick the Bears in an upset special.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now let's get to the Sunday night game. The Sunday night game. I mean, it's the 3-3 Cowboys taking on the 3-4 49ers. 49ers have been falling down. They're like that old lady in that commercial, "I'm falling and I can't get up." Same thing with the Cowboys. 49ers are given 4.5 points in this one. 47 points and a half altogether.
68.
Hmm?
It's the trailer on there.
I think crypto's at work right now. So, I am going decisions. I think the Cowboys got embarrassed. I think they're going to get revenge. I am going with the Dallas Cowboys on this game. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Final answer. And I think, you know, we are, crypto is at work. Let's give you some stats while we wait for crypto's answers. Dak Prescott has thrown 8 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Brock Purdy isn't doing that bad either. He's doing that good either. He's 9 touchdowns with 7 interceptions. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this Madden curse is real. You know? So, yeah, I think personally, I definitely got the Cowboys. I don't know.
I'm back. Got the 49ers.
Yeah, you got the 49ers. And I want to point out a stat for you for the 49ers game. Okay. The 49ers' healthiest wide receiver now got shot in the chest 2 months ago. You can't make that up, Doug.
Say that again.
I said the 49ers' healthiest wide receiver got shot in the chest 2 months ago. I want you to let that sink in.
Yeah, that's crazy. Say got shot.
Yeah. 49ers healthiest wide receiver got shot in the chest 2 months ago. That Madden curse is real. I think Madden curse hit the 49ers like a ton of bricks.
I know.
And speaking of a ton of bricks, we got the 2-5 Giants going to the 5-2 Steelers. Pittsburgh is given 6 points. And I'm going with Pittsburgh. I'm not really going to talk about that game too much.
I'm with you on that one, Pittsburgh.
All right. And finally,
Giants are just terrible right now. They're inconsistent. They beat Seattle. I give them credit for playing a lot of teams close, but they're bad.
Look, here's what's going to happen. They're going to fire Brian Daboll.
They're going to hire hot take.
They're going to hire Bill Belichick because that was his dream job. However,
remember he said Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Congratulations, Brian. I think he was trying to sabotage him all along. But no, I think Bill Belichick loves the Giants organization. He loves them so much that he gave them 2 Super Bowl championships. You know, that's how much he loved them. So I think it's only right. He owe You know, if it wasn't for Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick gave the Giants 4 Super Bowls. Come on, man.
I know.
Bring him home. Anyway, so and the last game of the week, last game is.
Get ready to dive into a new role of online shopping with the Finn's Tailgate. Whether you're a diehard sports fan or just looking for the latest fashion trends, we've got you covered. With a wide variety of products from your favorite sports teams to stylish accessories and home decor, we're your one-stop shop for all things tailgate. Our easy-to-use website and hassle-free checkout process make shopping with us a breeze. Plus, with frequent sales and discounts, you won't want to shop anywhere else. So come on in and join the party at the Finn's Tailgate, your new go-to destination for all things tailgate.
And the feature item of the week is the TFTG playing cards. We have them. Ali has them. Shake Money, you can get them color. You can get them Rabbit Dolphin. You can get them crypto. You could get them. You could get them with pretty soon. I'm trying to get the Currency Connection logo as well. So I'm working on a T-shirt for the TFT for the Currency Connection. But anyway, yeah. Remember, the Currency Connection credit card is good till 2072. So, with that being said, it's the Miami Dolphins taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Me and you will be in attendance. Miami is giving 4 points. What are you saying now?
No, I said, like, I was repeating what you said. We're gonna be in the building. We're gonna be on site. The Currency Connection and the Somnia crew will be live on site.
Oh yeah,
in person.
And there. I'm gonna be sporting my throwback jersey, Shake Money jersey.
Okay, we're gonna have the throwback. Okay, I'm gonna have my I'm gonna wait till you bring the shirts to the tailgate.
Uh-huh.
I'm
picking you up Saturday. I'm picking you up Saturday, so I'm gonna have your shirt.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about the shirt. I'm gonna wear the shirt the next day though.
Okay, that's what's up.
I'm gonna wear it to the game. I'm gonna wear it at the game.
Oh yeah. So finally we have so that being said, obviously I can't bet against the Dolphins. It's against my religion.
Right.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
I'm going to be consistent and say, yeah, I agree. I'm going to go. Because I was fair. I voted. I went for us last week to give the backups. So I'll be fair to Tua and say, I want to be right. We got to pull this one out, man. I'm going to put my fanboy cap on to this week and go with us this week. Because we're running out of losses.
Hey, listen.
We're running out.
Hey, truth be told, and maybe it's the alcohol talking, there's been times where I would say, I'm always going to say Miami Dolphins publicly, but on my pick'ems, I don't necessarily pick the Dolphins.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Right. Exactly.
I may not always pick the Dolphins, but you will never hear me say I don't pick the Dolphins.
Right. In other words, when we go in the voting booth and close the curtain, it might be a different ballot cast.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're going in with a MAGA hat and voting for Kamala.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yep.
Oh, man. But anyway, man, yeah, so that is week 8. Pick them in the book. So you ready to do some news and notes from the NFL?
Yeah.
All right.
The news and notes.
First news, Aaron Rodgers was caught in the I guess trying to find a booger.
Oh my God. Did he catch it?
I think so.
Damn. Man, I hope he caught it, man. For his sake, man.
I hope By the he way, caught it. Real quick, so like I previewed today, so I'll show you. Where is it?
Preview.
Where is it? I have it right here. Hold on. So, there we go. So, TJ. All right. Can you see it?
Okay, now see.
Yeah, so TJ, well, look at this. Look at this.
See a little trend.
Hold on. I guess you got to watch. Look at this. TJ trying to go for the ball. Look. Ooh.
Right.
I think he when they say try to knock out the ball, I think he
punched him.
He went for the wrong ball.
Right, exactly. It's a nut sack. It was the sack, but it was a nut sack.
Yeah. That too. He sacked get his the nuts. Sack. Hey, when Mike Tomlin told him to get the sack, I think he had the I don't think he told him to get that sack.
Right. It was a nut sack. Oh, damn.
By the way, look, this was Aaron Rodgers the day before the game. And this is Aaron Rodgers the day of the game. And look at this.
Right. That's wild.
Aaron Rodgers looks like he still got the same helmet from the 70s and shit. Look at that.
He does. Yeah. I like the gunmetal, the green emerald gunmetal helmets they have.
Mm-hmm.
Like the metallic
yeah,
green.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah.
But man.
Yeah. Yeah. We need some metallic helmets. Remember that black helmet that Batman used to have on his show?
Yeah, yeah. But shit.
That was a helmet we need.
We'll be cooking in the sun with that shit.
No, we wear it for nighttime. That's the ultimate helmet. Yeah,
that's true. Hey, you seen the University of Miami are wearing their black helmets.
Uh-huh.
Their black uniforms for the FSU game.
All right.
And they look like my old alma mater from Carroll City, black and orange.
All right.
I guess it's I think they're probably doing the Halloween theme.
Hmm.
So.
Okay.
The next news: Robert Saleh is gonna be assisting Mike McFleur with the offense. I guess remember the same role that Vic Fangio had with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's taking an advisory role. Because the Jets, they're going to be paying him his money.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, temporarily he can chill out, collect the paycheck, and
mm-hmm.
then he'll put himself back in the coaching carousel of the league.
Yeah, I don't think he'll probably get a job, but who knows?
I thought there was a report of him going to Green Bay.
Yeah, now he has a he's a Green Bay, but he's an advisor. He's just gonna help. He's gonna help out with the assistants. He's assisting with the offense. He's just like a in Green Bay. He's helping McFleur with the offense.
Oh, I thought I heard you say the Eagles. My bad.
My bad. No, I said he had the same role as Vic Fangio did.
Yeah, with the Eagles. I got you. The advisory role. Just advise the offense because the defense.
Yeah, help him with the offense, you know, because I don't think he's in a rush to get a coaching job because, from my understanding, see what happens is, so let's say
still getting paid.
Let's say you get a coaching job, right? And you making right. And so let's say Robert Saleh was making $5 million with the Jets, and he gets another coaching job, and he's getting $4 million. Then the Jets only have to pay that $1 million. If he's making more, then the Jets don't have to give him any more money.
Right.
So as long as he's, but if he's unemployed, the Jets are on the hook for that money.
For the rest of his salary. Now, so did he sign an NDA? Like Flores didn't sign?
And yeah, he was able to. An NDA. That's why he hasn't spoken about it.
Right. Remember, Flores signed it because, and he didn't get his money.
Yeah, he didn't sign it. He didn't sign it. That's why he didn't get his money.
Yeah.
He foregoed a lot of money.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to get
the last 2 years. Right. The last 2 years of his thing. Because he's back in the coaching search. I mean, like the consideration, like people calling him in and interviewing type stuff. To me, that means that people's looking at you. Once you get called in for another interview, you don't have to necessarily get the job. But that's telling me the NFL calls you up and gives you an interview. You was considered for the job.
Yeah. Look. And speaking of coaching jobs, I'm waiting for this. They're saying that Gerard Mayo could be fired in just one season with the New England Patriots if they keep losing games. And well, this I was thinking gonna help to myself,
yeah, worst, you did say that he might lose his job.
And I told you my worst case scenario is that Brian Flores was to get that job.
Yes. Yep. He goes back to New England and makes them into a championship contender. And they get to Drew Sanders and win the title. That's a nightmare.
No, actually, I think he'll be content with that quarterback they got.
Yeah, he probably would, yeah.
And I'm not talking about the one they got in the first round. I'm talking about the one they got in the fifth round,
yeah. Yep. That was the type of quarterback, the prototypical quarterback that had a big arm, a little bit of mobility. I'm not saying he's like Jordan Love and that the Flores wanted him, but he wanted that prototype that had that fits the same profile, athletic profile.
Yeah.
The guy they picked up in the second round, he can develop him, bring in a coordinator that's going to develop him.
Because I was hoping if they fire Daboll. Can you imagine if they fire Daboll and hire Brian Flores? I'm like, hey, Belichick, you could finally congratulate me. They hired this Brian.
Right. I know. Wouldn't that be crazy? Wouldn't that be some crazy karma that happened?
Yeah, I'm hoping they hire Brian Flores because I don't want him in the AFC East.
Yeah. He'd be in the NFC East. He'd be Eastern Division.
No, I want him in the NFC.
I know.
I don't want
right,
him
that's what
in
the AFC East. Yeah, he'll be in another East. That's not the AFC East.
And
that would be crazy karma if Flores actually got hired by that franchise that opened the spill to beans.
By the way, the Giants and Broncos were part of that lawsuit.
Yeah. Giants for revealing it, Bill Belichick, and then the Broncos for not bringing them in. I think they violated the Rooney Rule too, right?
Yeah,
that was part
I
of it.
I think that's why they brought him in. They brought him in for the apparently they brought him in because of the Rooney Rule.
No, I'm talking about the Broncos because Elway avoided it. I think his gripe was against Elway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elway said,
yeah, and he was
Elway said
he was liquored up.
He didn't want him.
Like that too.
Right. Yep. Oh, John.
By the way, I did some fact checking, and this is legit. By the way, these stats are legit. I want you to look at the Jaguars only have two wins, and the
Kansas City
Chiefs have none. I have no losses, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Patrick Mahomes has
everybody
touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
Hang on.
Nine interceptions and 3 INTs. He is considered a general bust. Oh, man. I tell you what, man. If this isn't proof that this is a team sport, I don't know what is.
Right.
You can't do one bang.
You can't do that. Remember they were saying how in the spaces, I don't know if you're using the spaces today, they brought up the whole situation of Mahomes having a bad start to the season and try to say, well, you can't talk about Tua having a bad, but look at Mahomes' number. Well, yeah, that's like 80% of the league has got better numbers than Mahomes right now. What are you saying?
Yeah.
We can't hold solace to that.
No, you
Zach
can't.
Wilson, Bo Nix might have better numbers than Mahomes right now.
And finally, last but not least, Jameis Winston will be starting week 8. And not only is Jameis Winston starting, but your quarterback, the Canes legend, Ken Dorsey, will be officially taking over for play calling duties as well. So Jameis Winston and Ken Dorsey will be making their Browns debut week 8 against the Baltimore Ravens. And that is it for the news. When we go live again, we're going to go
play
a game called Live or Die. All right?
When we go live.
Yeah, when we go live.
We're doing it live.
Yeah,
we're from against Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, right? You want to do live against Buffalo? Or do you want to do live against or the following week?
We'll talk. Oh, that's the Monday night game. I'll be on the road, both games.
So anyway, we'll do live and die.
I'll be on the road. I'll be on the road that week, both weeks.
So what? Basically, what we're gonna do, me and you, before the season started, we had projections on where each team was gonna end up in the standings.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna revisit those projections. We're gonna revisit the AFC. Like we did last time. We're gonna revisit the AFC first. And then next week we're gonna revisit the NFC,
right.
And we're gonna being that with that halfway point, we're going to If we,
I think we should bring Cap for Life on to welcome him back to this, you know, back to the internet again. You know, as a special guest, because he's been banned from spaces for half the season because of the bet he made.
Cap for Life can come back next week.
Yeah, he can come back next week. He'll be back in the fold, so we can have him. We can get him as a special guest, you know, and bring him on. Tell him to welcome back
when we do the picks. Hey, I'm gonna give him a shout.
Right. Yep. The welcome them back to the fold.
Oh yeah, we'll give them a shout. I'll give them a shout. I'm gonna give a shout, Cap for Life. But we're gonna do the pick'ems. But yeah, so next time we go live, we're gonna do the AFC first.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna revisit where each of us had the pecking order.
The pecking order. So
yeah. Okay. If we're gonna live with that decision, or we're gonna are we gonna live and change the order, decision, or are we gonna die with that decision?
Or die with the decision, right? That's gonna be interesting because it's been a little shake up, but
or we're gonna die with it,
right? So yeah, it ought to be fun.
Yeah,
it ought to be fun.
So yeah, so next time we go live, it's gonna be live or die.
Live or die after Halloween session, because it'll be post Halloween, and it'll be Fright Night. Live or die session.
Oh yeah.
Will you be a zombie with your pick, or you're gonna kill the zombie? Well, that's an old standing joke. How do you kill a zombie?
You bring him back to life.
You bring him back to life. Yep.
You grab him by the pussy.
Right. Well, that might alone bring him back to life. Depends on what type of zombie it is.
But anyway, man, listen, we appreciate y'all for continuing to support us here on Insomnia. Mm-hmm. And man, it means a lot to us. We love recording these things, and you know, the liquor helps.
And doing it live, yeah.
The liquor helps a lot.
This is a blitz week for us. Well, I'll be going to 3 consecutive games in a row. And, it's like a 10,000-mile total miles I will be traveling over the next 3 weeks.
See, I went to one away game, and then I passed the baton to you, and you doing the rest.
Right. Yep. I'll do the rest. Exactly, Shake. Yep. I will be doing the rest. You pass the baton, and I'll be finishing it for the second half of the season. Damn.
Yeah, you're going to Houston.
What a journey.
L.A., Cleveland. Because you can't give those shits away. Buffalo.
Right. Can't give them away. And Buffalo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It ought to be fun, man.
You ever see that? You ever see that meme?
One drive, man.
You ever see that meme where
one drive.
The trick-or-treaters. There was these trick-or-treaters. He was like, what you get? What candy did you get? I got dolphin tickets.
Mm-hmm. Dolphin tickets.
Oh, man. Or there's another one where, I had dolphin tickets on the dashboard, my dashboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally left 2 dolphin tickets on the dashboard of my car. And when I got back, somebody broke my window and put 2 more.
Jesus. Wow. Wow. Mm. Damn. Bad luck.
Yeah, they put... so I got 4 tickets now.
4 tickets, huh?
But anyway, man, let's...
There you go.
Hey, man, this is our team. This is my team still, so we love it, man. Happy Halloween. And don't
happy
forget,
Halloween, everybody.
Man, don't forget, I am going live.
Trick or treat.
I am going live. We're going live Thanksgiving Eve, the night before Thanksgiving. And we're going to go live Christmas Eve. And by the way, I'm going to... I'm going to be trying Christmas Eve Fireball Eggnog.
There we go, Shake. Now we're talking about it. Eggnog is my favorite.
But I'm going to try it for y'all, man. Fireball
Eggnog. No, I'll be right along with it. You know, okay. I'm a big eggnog person.
Well, get hurry up.
Cinnamon, nutmeg, and Fireball. It don't matter.
Fireball,
I put cinnamon in there.
There's an actual eggnog, Fireball Eggnog.
Yeah, I know, because it's spiked with the Fireball whiskey.
So, yeah, and make sure you we'll hurry up and buy some because it's out now. And if you get some, let me know, and I'll cop some too then. And we'll have it on Christmas Day, me and you.
Right, because last year we did a Christmas special.
I had that moonshine eggnog that tastes like paint thinner. No, that tastes like paint primer. Oh my god!
Oh, it did.
Was nasty as fuck.
Oh man, paint primer.
Actually,
huh?
It didn't taste like. I don't know what paint primer tastes like, but it's.
I know
like
what to say. Primer. Damn, when the last time you tasted paint primer? Shaggy said something. You had something in your coffee. Like, okay. I'll add some of this is my cream. I ran out of creamer, so
no,
shake it and grab the paint primer.
I meant to say it smelled like paint primer. That's what it smelled like. It smelled like paint primer. I painted walls before, and that's what it smelled like, man.
It's all right, Steak. You got an iron stomach, man. You can't. That can't kill you. So if you use it as a substitute, man, I understand.
I drank Florida tap water. That's why I never got COVID before.
Right, exactly. Y'all got that iron stomach.
Hey, knock on wood. I have yet to test positive for COVID. My wife tested
me neither, as far as an actual test. No. Whenever I was tested, okay, it always came back negative. Even though there are times I felt like I had it, but I never got tested. You see what I'm saying? But never went through any severe symptoms. I might get a slight headache or a slight cough or something. But it's not like, okay, it's putting me to bed and I'm out for like 6 days or nothing like that.
You know, the funny
part is
I've
never had that experience that people have been having.
I had half a vaccine. I ain't never get a booster or nothing like that.
You just took the one shot, Moderna. You did the one shot. Right.
Yeah, and I never caught it. My wife got all the boosters and I think the only reason she did it because she wanted to travel. She travels a lot.
Oh, the traveling thing, yeah.
So
travel.
If you didn't get the boosters, you weren't traveling. So I didn't get.
I think
none
you don't
of
have to get the boosters.
And I never got it. She got it. She got it already three or four times already. My wife did.
I never got it. I'm hitting all the boosters. Well, not all of them.
My wife told me she tested positive. I'm sleeping in the office tonight.
Oh, okay.
You keep your ass away from me.
Self-quarantine. That's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Self-quarantine. I've never had it, and I'm on the opposite end. I have taken those boosters, like three. The regular shot and the booster, so I guess you could say a total of four total injections over the series of each year, but like once a year type deal. The flu shot, once a year flu shot. So I guess that's you can count that as a booster if you take it just once a year.
I didn't take it because I didn't want to, but I was just too fucking lazy to do it, to be honest with you.
All right, I got you. I hear you. Right. You're like, okay, I'll pass on it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go down to the CVS and freaking sit there and wait in the freaking line. You know, to do it. You, in other words, on the normal time, you'd be like, okay, I'll do it.
That's one of the reasons I've been voting for the last few times because where I live, the lines, it's in and out. I remember
in and
Miami,
out.
Holy shit, the lines.
Oh, yeah, the lines are probably long down there.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine Dade County being the largest county in the state is probably madness when it comes to the lines. the bigger counties that don't have as many stations, you're going to have that effect versus your area is probably a little smaller than Miami.
Yeah.
And you might have you can get in and out, kind of like the drive through, just in and out of there, like going through a drive through. But when I took one of the shots at an actual CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. Because I was just sitting in a chair, and I didn't have to wait too long. I guess probably because it was my time to do it. It was an appointment. It was like a 15-minute window, so that's probably why I didn't have to wait. Because it was, I was the only person that could be there at that particular time, that time window. So that probably made it easier.
And by the way, next week, I just thought about it. We usually air, this just usually airs Friday morning at 3. This time Friday around, morning, I'm going to do a Thursday morning at 3.
Make sure you respond to EM in the chat. He's going to be in the chat. You know, he might be in the chat and respond. So we'll make sure we say hello to the peanut gallery that's going to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the peanut gallery, you know.
Did you say the penis gallery?
not that gallery, the peanut gallery.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So, again, we appreciate y'all for stopping through. And, man, y'all support means a lot to me. Except for you, Michael K. I really don't give a shit about yours. But everybody else, your support means a lot to me, man. And with that being said, fins up. Yep. And
appreciate your support, everybody.
I'll see you in Arizona, Crypto.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow and for the drive time, obviously, too. But, yeah. For all intents and purposes, I'll see you in Arizona. So, peace.
Yeah. Peace out.